Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. Today, we've got a packed agenda with some major shifts in the AI landscape.
That's right, Paul. It was certainly a busy 24 hours, especially for Anthropic, who seemed to be at the center of a few different headlines.
They really were, Jane. Let's dive right into that. Anthropic had a pretty rough time with their Claude Code pricing. They quietly removed it from the $20 Pro plan, pushing new users to the $100 Max tier, which, as you can imagine, caused quite a stir.
Absolutely. It quickly blew up on social media, especially when their head of growth tried to downplay it as a quote-unquote 2% experiment. The community, including figures like Simon Willison, quickly pointed out that the change was widespread, not just a small test.
And the cherry on top? Sam Altman from OpenAI quote tweeted the whole saga with a very succinct, okay, boomer. Talk about a rival taking a jab? Anthropic did revert the pricing page, but the damage to their, quote, safety and integrity image might linger.
It definitely highlights the tension between user expectations and companies trying to monetize advanced AI features. It also makes you wonder about the transparency of these, quote, experiments. But speaking of Anthropic, it wasn't all bad news.
No, it wasn't. Their Claude Mythos cybersecurity model actually helped Mozilla identify and patch 271 security vulnerabilities in Firefox. That's a huge win for internet safety, showcasing the positive impact of AI.
That's a fantastic application, Paul. It really demonstrates how AI can be a powerful tool for good, especially in complex areas like cybersecurity. However, it's a bit ironic that the same company also had to investigate unauthorized access to that very same Mythos model. Less than person one, greater than A. Full circle of irony there, Jane. Shifting gears, OpenAI has been busy too, launching workspace agents in ChatGPT to automate enterprise workflows. This seems like a big push into practical business applications. Less than person two, greater than it absolutely is. We're seeing this trend of, quote, agentic enterprise really take hold, where AI isn't just a chatbot, but an active participant automating complex tasks within an organization. It's a significant step towards more autonomous AI systems in the workplace.
And on the medical front, OpenAI's ChatGPT for clinicians has actually outperformed physicians on a new medical benchmark. That's a huge development for AI in healthcare, suggesting it could be a powerful diagnostic and support tool.
It's truly remarkable, Paul. The potential for AI to assist medical professionals, improve diagnostics, and ultimately enhance patient care is immense. These benchmarks are crucial validation for its capabilities.
Moving to open source, Alibaba released Qwen 3.6.27b, a new open-weight 27 billion parameter AI model. More strong competition in the open source space, which is great for developers and innovation.
Exactly. More open-weight models mean more accessibility and faster iteration for the broader AI community. It helps democratize AI development and ensures that innovation isn't solely concentrated within a few major players.
And, for a lighter but no less impressive story, Sony AI's Ace robot has become the first to consistently beat elite human ping pong players. We're seeing AI master physical tasks at an incredible rate.
That's always a fun one to watch, isn't it? It shows the incredible precision and real-time decision-making capabilities of AI in a dynamic physical environment. It won't be long before we see these robots in more complex settings.
Indeed. And just a quick mention, OpenAI also launched ChatGPT Images 2.0, claiming a leap equivalent to going from GPT-3 to GPT-5 in image generation. A lot of exciting things happening across the board today.
That's a bold claim. And if true, it means generative image AI is evolving at an even faster pace than we thought possible. Very exciting times for creators and developers.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for April 23rd, 2026. Thanks for joining us, Jane, and thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news.